أبغى سيازم رحمة الله عليه أبغى سيازم رحمة الله عليه أبغى سيازم رحمة الله عليه
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, we are here again presenting the program Ar-Ghasi-Azam. In this program, we hear about different aspects of the blessed life of Ghaus-e-Azam, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Allah Almighty blessed our Ghaus-e-Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, with many marvels and brilliances. If we look at his seerah and study his complete seerah from his childhood till his blessed passing, we find such thing an incidence that makes the heart feel ecstatic about his beautiful life. In the previous program, we heard about the childhood of Ghaus-e-Azam, his education and training, and his scholarly status. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the worship and spiritual exercises of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. We'll listen how Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what sufferings he bore, and when he became absorbed in the worship of Allah Almighty, then with what brilliances and marvels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. In general, many incidents are narrated regarding the worship and spiritual exercises of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In today's program, we're going to listen to some of them, inshallah azza wa jal. But first, let's listen to the excellence of salat, and then we'll discuss the narratives about Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, inshallah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Fudala ibn Ubaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sitting in the masjid when a person came. He offered salat and supplicated in these words, Allahumma ighfir li warhamni. In other words, O Allah Almighty, forgive me and have mercy upon me. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, Ajilta ayyuhal musalli. In other words, O salah performer, ye have made haste. When you sit after offering salah, first praise Allah Almighty in such a manner which befits His court and recite salat upon me and then make supplication. The narrator states, after that, another person offered salah. Then after salah, he praised Allah Almighty and recited salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ayyuhal musalli, udu'u tujab. That is, O salah performer, just make supplication. It will be answered. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, what a great invocation for the acceptance of supplication. If you want a supplication, our du'as to be answered, we should turn our attention to the court of the Lord Azza wa Jal, praise Allah Almighty, and then recite salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and then make supplication, then make du'a. If Allah Almighty wills, the supplication will be answered, inshallah azza wa jal. My dear viewers of Madani channel, here's a beautiful narrative about the worship of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states, once I was offering salah when a snake came. It kept its head in the place of prostration, meaning in the place of sajda, and opened its mouth. I removed it and performed prostration. It coiled itself around my neck. Then it entered my sleeve and came out from the other sleeve. After completing salah, when I performed salam, it disappeared. On the next day, when I entered the same masjid, I saw a man with big eyes. I saw him and guessed that the person was not a human. Rather, he was a jinn. That jinn said to me, I am the same snake which disturbed you yesterday. I have tested many awliya of Allah Almighty in the form of a snake, but I did not find anybody as steadfast as you. My dear viewers of Madani channel, then the jinn performed repentance at the blessed hands of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. My dear viewers of Madani channel, humility and devotion should be like this. Though a snake comes during salah, we should not turn our attention from Allah Almighty. But alas, the condition of our salah is such that even if a sly sits on us, We get worried. We can't even bear a slight itch. From this incident, we learn that Muslim jinn also love Arghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sheikh Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Abu al-Fath rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states, I served Sheikh Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh for 40 years. During that period of time, he would offer Fajr Salah with the wudu of Isha. And it was his routine that when he would lose his wudu, he would perform wudu at the same time and offer 2 rak'at of Nafl Salah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we heard that it was a routine of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh that whenever he would perform wudu, he would offer 2 rak'at of Nafl Salah. In a hadith, the excellence of offering 2 rak'at Nafl after performing wudu is mentioned. Let's listen to it. Hence, once the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, O Bilal, what is the reason that when I visited paradise, I heard you walking ahead? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when I perform wudu, I offer 2 rak'at of nafl. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, that is the reason. From this narration, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn that Tahiyyatul Wudu contains great excellence. Tahiyyatul Wudu means that after you perform wudu, you offer 2 rak'at nafl salah. This is called Tahiyyatul Wudu. We should also make the intention that whenever we'll perform wudu, if it is not a makruh time, we'll offer 2 rak'at of nafl salah. Inshallah, we'll get great treasures of reward. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, reciting the Holy Quran is a great worship. The Holy Quran is a brook of greatness from Allah Almighty. There are many excellences and blessings of its recitation. And what a great relish and fondness for the Holy Quran Allah Almighty granted to Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. We can gauge it from this narrative. It is narrated that Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would constantly recite the complete Holy Quran in one night for 15 years. My name is of Madani Channel. Sometimes we intend to perform worship, but we cannot perform that worship with humility, devotion, and steadfastness. But these pious predecessors would keep the routine of worship in the entire night throughout their life. An important reason for this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They removed the love of the world from their hearts. Their soul would remain restless without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, they remained engaged in the remembrance of Lord Azza wa Jal at all times, and a person attains this status by bearing extreme hardship in worship and spiritual exercises. When we analyze the life of our pious predecessors, our pious saints, we learn that they would bear extreme hardships to attain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to remove the love of the world. It is mentioned in Bahjatul Asrar that Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala states, I lived in the forest of Karh for many years. I would survive on tree leaves every year. A person would bring me a woolen cloak to wear. I struggled a lot to get rid of the love of the world. I remained anonymous. Because of my silence, people would call me speech impaired, ignorant, and insane. I would walk barefoot on thorns. I would enter the horrific caves and terrible valleys without hesitation. The world would appear before me in a beautiful form, but alhamdulillah azza wa jal, I would not pay attention to it. My nafs would sometimes show humility before me, saying, I will do only what you wish. And sometime it would argue with me. Allah Almighty would help me defeat it. He rahmatullahi ta'ala says that I lived in the deserts of Madain and kept my nafs engaged in spiritual exercises for 1 year. I would eat the things which were lying on the ground and would not drink water at all. Then for 1 year, I would live only on water and would not eat anything. Then for 1 year, I would starve. I would encounter extreme ordeals. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the hearts of these pious saints are full of piety and love of the Lord Azza wa Jal. What extreme ordeals they bear in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. When they remain engaged in the worship of Allah Almighty, so when Allah Almighty grants them the reward of that worship, at the same time, He Azza wa Jal makes them His beloved bondsmen and inculcates the love for these awliyas in the hearts of people. Allah Almighty keeps their remembrance alive in the world forever. Thousands of years have passed since the passing of these saints, but Muslims remember them even today and fill their hearts with their love. How greatly Allah Almighty helps them in this world. Let's listen to it. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala states, I was sitting in a jungle and reading a book of jurisprudence when I heard from the unseen. To attain the science of jurisprudence and other sciences, take some money and fulfill your needs. He rahmatullahi ta'ala states, I said, how can I take the loan in the state of poverty when I have nothing to pay it off? I heard, you should take the loan. Paying it off is our responsibility. Hearing this, I went to the food seller and said, I want to make a deal with you on condition that when the Lord Azza wa Jal enables me, I will pay off your debt. Hearing this, he said while weeping, oh my master, I'm ready to present everything which you want. Hence, I constantly took one bread and some curry for a long period of time. But I would remain much worried about how I would pay off the debt when I had no wealth. In the state of anxiety, I heard from the unseen, go to so-and-so place. Whatever you find on the sand, take it and pay off the debt of the food seller and also fulfill your needs. Hence, when I reached the place, I found a big piece of gold lying on the sand. I took it and cleared all the debt of the food seller. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard what extreme hardships and calamities our Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala encountered. With patience, he rahmatullahi ta'ala engaged in worship and spiritual exercises with steadfastness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him sustenance from the unseen. He rahmatullahi ta'ala was so attached to the worship of the Lord Azza wa Jal that after the spiritual exercises, when he started his struggle to revive the religion, there was no change in his relish and fondness for worship at all. He would remain in the state of wudu. When he would lose his wudu, he would immediately perform wudu and offer 2 rakat of tahiyyatul wudu. The condition of remaining awake at night was that he constantly offered Fajr Salah with the wudu of Isha Salah for 40 years. For 15 years, it happened that he would stand on one foot after Isha Salah and continuously recite Holy Quran till morning. He would often offer 2 rakat nafl in 1/3 night. In 1 rakat, he would recite chapter Al-Rahman and in the other rakat, chapter Al-Muzammil. If he would recite the Surah Al-Ikhlas, it would not be less than 100 times. Being a human, if he had to sleep, he would sleep in the first part of the night. Then he would wake up soon and become engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In short, he would spend his nights in muraqabah, in meditation, observation, and remembrance of the Lord Azza wa Jal. Sleep would remain far away from him. He himself says, the pain of love prevents me from sleeping. He would never come out of his house at night, though his successors would come to see him. He would fast abundantly. Sometimes he would break his fast through 3 leaves, wild herbs, and the permitted things which were lying here and there. Even remaining awake at night and fasting during the daytime was his habit. Really, how can the one who has the love of the Lord Azza wa Jal in each and every part of his body and heart sleep? When the heedless world is enjoying sleep, the devotees of Lord Azza wa Jal please their Lord Azza wa Jal through qiyam, through ruku, and through sujood, through prostration, and attain his closeness. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have heard some accounts from which we learn what great fondness for worship of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala was granted and how he would remain engaged in the worship of Allah Almighty. I wish we would also read the seerah of these pious saints and try to perform worship. May we also get this fondness and steadfastness of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to perform worship, recite the Holy Quran, and send abundant salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam by virtue of these pious saints. Ameen. Bijahin Nabeen Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullah alayhi. Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullah alayhi. Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullah alayhi.